Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, it is your teams every day, and it is Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network on a Thursday, December 29, into Friday, December 30. Welcome in. Matt Derry with you, another edition of Locked On Lions on this vacation week for me, yet we got to be here talking about the Lions and the Packers and what is going to be a winner-take-all Sunday night battle at Ford Field to decide who's going to win the NFC North. What a week this is going to be, and what a weekend it's going to be down at Ford Field. Already, the Lions announced today they're selling standing room only tickets for $89 a pop today. So the place is going to be packed, probably a record crowd inside Ford Field. And for the Lions, basically it's simple. Go win a football game on Sunday night. Prove everybody wrong. And I understand the same old Lions stuff is out there. All of a sudden, the team's on a little bit of a losing streak, and nobody thinks anybody can stop Aaron Rodgers. And if you watch any of the national shows like NFL Live or The Insiders or any of the shows on ESPN, you know what they're all going to say and what a lot of the guys are saying. I saw Mark Schlereth today and Teddy Bruschi and others. There's many that believe there's no way that anybody's going to stop Aaron Rodgers in this type of situation, in this type of scene. And this is a chance for the Lions to get it done. Thank you for listening right here on audioboom.com and also on iTunes. Coming up on the podcast, I'll give you three keys for the Lions. Three reasons why I think the Lions can win this football game and must-haves for the Lions to get it done. Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter if you have any comments about the podcast, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and also on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook as well. Hope everybody's having a nice little week off. If you are off for the Christmas holiday, and certainly Sunday night's going to be very, very exciting. Look, there's no question what Green Bay has done and how well the Packers have played as of late to get to the point where they are tied with the Lions heading into the 17th and final week of the season at 9-6 is pretty remarkable. This was a Packer team that was in serious trouble, was not playing good football, and Aaron Rodgers four or five weeks ago said, hey, we can run the table, and that's exactly what they've done headed into this game Sunday night at Ford Field against the Lions. And Rodgers all of a sudden has gone from a guy of what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers and why isn't he playing well to, what can you say? All of a sudden it's MVP candidate. And why not? He has lifted this team to new heights again. There have been injuries on the offensive line. He lost Eddie Lacy a long time ago. Jordy Nelson was not 100% the first really few weeks of the season. And yet, here are the Packers, winners of 5 in a row. The best, point differential in the division at a plus 37. They've scored over 400 points, and Aaron Rodgers has been remarkable. And if you watched him the other day against the Vikings, same type of thing. Scrambling, he's making the great decisions, and he's showing again why he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. But as far as the Lions are concerned, number one, no Theo Riddick at practice again today. The team is not going to tell us anything. Jim Caldwell is not going to tell us anything about what that wrist injury is, but it's obvious that there's a broken bone or something because he's missed the last three games. And as I said, going into the Dallas game last weekend, I thought not having Theo Riddick on the field really was going to hurt the Lions offense. Now, in the first half, when they had established Zach Zenner and he had played so well, it didn't really matter who was in the backfield not named Zach Zenner or even who was out wide because Zenner was stealing the show. Stafford had some time to throw, and it was a nice mix and balance in that first half, which led the Lions to a 21-21 stalemate going into halftime. And then, of course, Dallas ripped off 28 straight, and the rest was history. But looking at this week, I think the Lions, I'm not saying that the Lions won't need Theo Riddick, and it's doubtful. It's probably he's not going to play. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. I don't see him being out there. But I think this Green Bay defense is so ripe for the pickings. I don't think there are enough guys on the back end of that defense. Their linebackers are small. And that defense doesn't scare me. With Dallas, their corners and I know Skander can't catch a cold, but their corners and safeties are smart. Their D-line is underrated. They stopped the run. And I thought the Lions surprisingly did so well against Dallas the other night in that first half. And then adjustments were made. And you watch Sean. There's no Sean Lee type of player on Green Bay's defense. I think Clay Matthews is a very, very good player, but he's kind of a one-dimensional pass rusher. The rest of their linebackers are very undersized. They've had a lot of injuries there. And as far as in the secondary, I know HaHa Clinton Dix made the Pro Bowl. I don't see it. That surprised me a lot when that was announced, because I don't think he's that good of a player. If anyone watched the Green Bay Minnesota game last weekend, he took a terrible angle on the Adam Thielen touchdown and basically knocked into his own cornerback. I think it was Ladarius Gunter, and you know the two of those guys collided like it was the Three Stooges, like it was In Living Color. Not a good performance at all from HaHa Clinton Dix last weekend, and I'm surprised he's a Pro Bowl player. I don't see anybody on that Packer defense that wows me. They've given up the most points of any team in the division, and when you look at it, I think the Lions can score some points, and I think it's going to be a very, very high-scoring game because I don't think the Lions defense showed me much the other day. They didn't get to Dak Prescott, and he shredded him. So Sunday now you're going to be facing Aaron Rodgers. You better put some pressure in his face. And hopefully Darius Slay is back. A limited practice the last 2 days with the sore hamstring. Jim Caldwell said today, you really don't know with hamstrings until you get on the field for a full week of practice and even pregame. This could be a situation Sunday night where you won't know until the inactives on whether or not Darius Slay will go. Now, it's his birthday on Sunday. He told the media yesterday he wasn't going to talk. He didn't talk today, but he did say it was his birthday this weekend. Hopefully, you know, for his birthday, he'll be out there and playing. He is my first huge key to this game. If you're looking at three reasons why the Lions can win against Green Bay, well, it's the health of Darius Slay. If he's out there and he's blanketing Jordy Nelson, and oh, by the way, if you remember back in week four, when the Lions played the Packers, I'm sorry, it was week three, when the Lions played the Packers, Jordy Nelson carved up the Lions for 6 catches, 100 yards, 101 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. They are going to need a healthy Darius Slay, certainly, on Sunday if they're going to have any chance against the Packers. He's their best corner. You can make an argument he's their best defensive player. He has to be on the field. All right? I don't trust them bringing back Cresden Butler or Alex Carter. Asa Jackson's terrible. All right? Johnson Batamosi is struggling right now. So you don't have Darius Slay, you're in big trouble. And so I think the health of Slay and having him out there is the biggest reason. If he's healthy, I think the Lions have a good shot. If he's not, and he's not on the field, it could be a long, long day. By the way, a lot of controversy with the Pistons. Stan Van Gundy blaming himself for the team's woes as of late. You want more on Locked On Pistons right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Check it out each and every day with Dan Feldman. Locked On Pistons, very good podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. You have to check it out. All right, my reason number two for the Lions winning on Sunday night, I'm going to say the crowd. And for some of you listening to this right now, whether you're driving home on Thursday or driving to work on Friday, you're going, wait a minute, Matt, who cares if it's loud or with the crowd? It's Aaron Rodgers and what happened last year. This arguably is the biggest game in this stadium's history. Okay, arguably. I can go back to 2011, I believe, at Ford Field when the Lions clinched the playoffs against the Chargers, and the roof fell off that place. I think there was a Cliff Averill a defensive touchdown that day, or I'm trying to remember going back to when Schwartz took the team to the playoffs. That was a pretty important game. I'm trying to recall in my brain, just off the top of my head, the most important games that have been played that the Lions have played in that stadium. You can point to the next year in 2012 when they blew the Monday night game against Baltimore and blew the home game against the Giants, or 2013, I should say. Those were pretty big games. But this one this weekend, especially because it's Green Bay, especially it's because the Lions have won the division since 1993 and the Packers have won it, what, 4 out of the last 5 years? That's what makes this game so remarkably important and probably the biggest at Ford Field. They're selling standing room only tickets. Hopefully the place is packed and hopefully the noise factor, the crowd being at home will rile up the guys and certainly affect play in a way where maybe Aaron Rodgers can't hear. There's some communication issues. He has just been so comfortable right now during this five-game win streak and has this team, you know, humming on all cylinders. But has Aaron Rodgers, during this win streak, gone on the road and faced a team as good as the Detroit Lions? They went to Philly and won, of course, on Monday Night Football. That was an Eagle team where their crowd was booing them. They took care of business against the Texans at home, the Seahawks at home, went to Chicago. Of course, the huge Rodgers to Jordy Nelson bomb that set up the Mason Crosby game-winning field goal at Chicago. But I got news for you. This will be their toughest test. While everybody's saying, well, the Lions stretch these last three games against the Giants, Dallas and Green Bay has been their toughest stretch. Let's not sugarcoat it. The Lions are a good football team. Right? The Lions don't suck. And Ford Field has been a house of horrors for opponents this year. Lions are, you know, a good, good home team. 6-1 at home. So this will be the toughest game that Green Bay is going to play. On the road this year. If you look at it, you could say going to Atlanta, where they lost by one, was maybe more difficult. When they lost earlier in the year to Minnesota on the road, everybody thought Minnesota was going to win the division and were the favorites. You can make an argument for that. They lost in Washington. They lost at Tennessee. But the Lions are better than those two teams. I know they lost to the Titans. The Lions did earlier this year, beat the Redskins. And maybe the Redskins get into the playoffs and the Lions don't. If the Lions lose and Washington wins this week against the Giants, there's that chance. But I think Ford Field can really be a factor in helping the Lions get this win. I hope the crowd's into it. You hope early in the game that the Packers don't take the crowd out of the game. I know the Lions won the toss Sunday against Dallas, deferred, took the ball to start the second half. Instead, the Cowboys went right down the field and scored. Lions get the football first. If the Lions win the toss, take the ball. Take the ball. And go down the field and score. So I think the crowd is going to be a big reason for the Lions if they want to have some success. Third and final reason, and a pretty important reason, I think the Lions can have some success and need to have this, is the kicking game. Matt Prater missed a field goal the other day, but he's had a very, very good year. Sam Martin has been fantastic. Fantastic in punting the football, and field position is going to be so important here. If we get down to week 17 at home against the Packers, and here's Prater shanking one to the right or hooking one to the left, here's Sam Martin flubbing one off the side of his foot like he did in the playoff game a few years ago against Dallas, you cannot give Aaron Rodgers or Green Bay any extra help. And that's where the kicking game comes in. You miss a long field goal, 40-yarder, 35-yarder, 47-yarder, whatever it is. All right, you're giving Aaron Rodgers field position. That's why the kicking game is so important. Even if the Lions have to settle for field goals in this game, which might come back to haunt them, they have to make them. All right, when they have to kick the ball away to Green Bay, and I don't think they're going to do a lot of punting on Sunday because I'm not impressed with that Packer defense. All right, this is a Packer team that gave up 25 points to Sam Bradford, 27 points to Matt Barkley the last couple of weekends. All right, they're nowhere near the top of the league defensively. But when you punt, when you kick, you have to do it right. Coverage teams are going to be important too. All right, when Micah Hyde's back there, you got to tackle him. And the Lions have done a pretty good job this year in coverage. I will say that when it comes to kickoffs and certainly punts. So I think the kicking game is going to be vital for the Lions, who, again, if you're just tuning in, Travis Swanson at practice 2 days in a row, which is a great sign. Love to have Swanson at center and Glasgow back at left guard. You want that, you know, that offensive line intact to protect Matthew Stafford. And Darius Slay limited practice the last couple days, which also is a good sign. The bad news is, though, no Theo Riddick the last few days. As far as the Packers go, on their injury report, for Thursday, second straight day, Julius Peppers was not practicing today, but they say it's not injury-related. Randall Cobb did not practice the last couple days with a sore ankle and didn't play last weekend. We'll see about his availability. TJ Lang, injured foot, limited participation, but you know TJ, the Detroit native, he'll be coming home and he'll be out there. And also James Starks hasn't practiced the last couple days with a concussion, but Ty Montgomery's been getting the bulk of the carries for Green Bay anyway in their backfield. I think the Lions have a good shot. I do. I think they have a very good chance to win this game. I think they obviously can move the football on the Packers. We saw it in the first meeting where Golden Tate went crazy. And I know the Lions trailed in that game 31-3 and had to come back and make it respectable in week three. But I think it's going to be a high-scoring game that you hope the Lions win the turnover battle. Get to those corners of Green Bay who are very, very shaky since Sam Shields has been injured. And hope that the defense can get enough pressure on Rodgers to at least not turn this into the Aaron Rodgers show, where it comes down to a Hail Mary at the end, knock on wood, from last year, or Rodgers having to make a throw like he did against the Bears. All right, that'll wrap it up for this Thursday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Our friends from Locked On Packers will hopefully join us tomorrow as we get more in-depth on Green Bay and what the approach is for the Packers, the opponent for the Lions. Coming up this weekend, Bill Huber will join us tomorrow from Locked On Packers. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.